No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me. And we're going to kick off today's, you know, navigation through the latest aviation news and information a little different. We are actually pre-recording this segment today because last Sunday, Captain Dennis went to Fond du Lac for a Young Eagles an event, and he's with us connected via FaceTime audio right now. Dennis, how are you, buddy?
I am doing great, Greg. We're here in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin at the EAA Chapter 572's Young Eagle event at the Fond du Lac Airport. We're surrounded by a bunch of young kids who have want to come out and go fly for the first time. We've got military trucks on display. We've got a pancake breakfast, so everybody's been fed and taken care of. It's just a great day to fly here.
Okay, so you're there. Are you flying folks around yourself in your Mooney 201?
Yep, I'm on the list. I'll be taking up three kids at a time in the Mooney here until we have to head back home to Minneapolis.
And your flight crew is who exactly? You got Austin and Abby?
I've got Austin and Abby are both here with me. So you're gonna
trade them for some other young eagles and let them meander around the airport there, I guess. Is that the deal?
Yeah, we're going to go take them for a little 10 to 15 minute flight around the airport, get them up in the air and let them experience flight. You know, we got to introduce the next generation to aviation. So we keep that interest sparked with these kids, and hopefully we'll have, you know, future pilots coming out of this.
Well, very nice. All right. So this Young Eagles program, you are invited to come out to this event from somebody who's listening to the show. And is he with you right now?
Yep. I've got Chuck Pasiak standing here next to me. He has actually a Just Plane Radio listener. And as he said in an email to us, he just realized he's been listening to us for 2 years. I did have to apologize first.
Well, that's just what we do. All right. Well, let's talk to Chuck then. Let's bring him on the
show.
Sure.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, Chuck. How are you? Welcome.
I'm doing well, sir.
Yeah. So are you having regrets now that Dennis has actually showed up in the flesh?
I was actually he was walking by. I was holding the door open for him. I was like, man, this guy looks familiar. Where have I seen? Oh yeah, Dennis.
Yeah, Captain Dennis. Yeah, what do you think of his ride or his plane? I should say.
I haven't actually been out there yet. I've been kind of busy here. We're a little crowded here between a pancake breakfast, a Young Eagle rally. We have the local RC club here. We even have the local classic car club here.
Oh,
Commemorative Air Force is bringing planes out here. So, yeah, people have been asking me all sorts of questions, needing stuff done.
So we're wasting your time.
I haven't had a chance to look at it, but I will look at it before I leave.
Well, that sounds good. So this is an annual event you're doing, or is it more often than that?
This is our second annual event. I've taken over about 3 years ago for the Young Eagle program. And last year, we kind of expanded the Young Eagles with the Commemorative Air Force and, you know, some of the other organizations. And this year, we expanded again with the Pancake Breakfast. So we are making this an annual event now and expanding more and more each year as we kind of work through the tweaks and such.
So this has been going on all around the country. And you're just the local chapter in that area. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah, with a local chapter for Fond du Lac 572. Many chapters, you know, I've got the Young Eagle programs.
Yeah.
The Oshkosh chapter, they have theirs, and the chapter I came from previous in Illinois at Poplar Grove, they also have one. They run one every month from May through October. So, yeah, the Young Eagle program is huge, and it's getting bigger and bigger. And it's a great program because you take the kids out, and you just see the looks on their faces like, this is so cool.
Yeah.
So, and they end up coming back, and they bring their logbooks back. So, you know, those are the kids that are really interested in wanting to learn how to fly. And I believe we're well over 20,000 people since the program started that have obtained their pilot's licenses.
Well, you know, what you're talking about for the Young Eagles all together, what about just for you guys here in Fond du Lac? How many people are you taking up this weekend?
Last year we flew 86, and we're probably going to hit that at least this year again, too.
Cool. Well, that sounds great. So I got to ask, are you flying people personally yourself, or are you the man, like, you know, the big kahuna organizing this event?
Yes.
Okay, a little both.
Yeah. I'm trying. Yeah, I'm making sure everything's stable. The other young Eagle pilots are up, and they got their instructions, and you know the process is in place. Then I'm going to go ahead and jump in the plane and go start taking them up myself.
Okay, so what are you flying there, Chuck?
I just fly the 172 Skyhawk here out of the FBO.
Okay, and so how many planes you got doing this, like Dennis? I mean, it sounds like you have a whole fleet. You have to.
We got about 10, 11 planes right now. I think another gentleman showed. We're up to 12 planes, including Dennis's plane.
Okay, so we got 172s. You got the Mooney 201. What else is in the fleet for?
We got a couple other Skyhawks. We have a Decathlon. Vans RV, a couple of Bonanzas.
Nice.
So yeah, we got a mix of anywhere between one place and four place planes here.
So how do you orchestrate the flight plan for this? Does everybody just go off and do whatever they want, or do you say, okay, here's the route we want everybody to follow, and we're going to play follow the leader kind of thing?
No, we have routes designed here for this particular airport. Four different routes, depending which way the wind's going. Today, the wind's coming out of the south, so we're using the south route. And we have a wind farm just south of us. We fly to the wind farm, loop around the small town of Oakfield, and then we head right back into the airport. Takes about, depending on the plane, 10, 12 minutes up in the air. Again, it kind of gives them that introduction into aviation. They get to look around and...
Yeah, just a little taste.
So, for a rally like that, we keep the flight somewhat short.
Oh, got it. Let them hold the controls for a little bit, get a selfie, that kind of thing.
Yep. Some of the pilots would do that as well,
Yeah.
How comfortable they are.
And,
sure.
And then you got some other things that are kind of connected to it as well. You're doing like an RC program as well, or like drones, what?
We have the local RC club. They brought a bunch of their giant scale planes out here, some of the Warbirds, some jets, for static display.
Wow, okay.
And then we have the, let's say, Commemorative Air Force. They're actually they're bringing their SNJ and a couple other trainers out here for static display, and they're selling rides.
Okay.
The local Oshkosh Military Museum, they brought some trucks here from World War II and Vietnam era. Those are parked out here for the kids to climb around in and check out. So lots of things going on. We have a couple of flight simulators in operation.
Wow. This is a great thing. I mean, how are the kids finding out about this? Do they got to be invited, or do they just happen to know about it and show up, or what?
We advertised with flyers online, word of mouth. We send a bunch of flyers out to different schools and the libraries and the churches in the area, businesses and such, the newspaper. So, we did quite a bit of marketing here to kind of get this kind of crowd.
I'm telling you, that sounds pretty awesome. I would imagine if you just went to the local school and just said, hey, guys, how about this for a field trip? And they would go nuts. But but you have your own other channels. You want to get people that actually already have maybe a slight interest in aviation, I guess, right? That's the deal.
Well, even some of the kids, they're not even aware that they have even the opportunity to do this. And once they say, "Yeah, would you like to fly up in a small airplane?" They say,
"What?"
Yeah, their eyes get big. It's like, when can we do this?
Yeah.
Some of them get a little shy, and we don't force them into the plane. But once they get in, near the plane, and they see their sibling get in the plane, then they kind of warm up to it. And when they come out, they're just grinning ear to ear.
I bet. I mean, and you know what? That doesn't change no matter what age you are. I'm starting to think, gosh, I wish I was there. I would want to be one of those kids. Is there age limit? Like you cut it off? Like, okay, Greg, you don't qualify.
Well, they've got the Young Eagle program, and then maybe they also have an Eagle program. And then maybe for you might be a Bald Eagle program.
I'm not bald. Maybe the Old Eagle program.
Old Eagle, there you go.
Okay. Yeah, well, that is pretty happy. And then you got the pancake breakfast. You got that. And then all the pilots just hang around and talk shop at the hangar for the morning, I guess, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And when they're not flying, and there's a lot going on over here. So we have pilots from different states. Obviously, Dennis from Minnesota. I got some friends of mine from Illinois that flew in. They're flying kids right now for me too. So it's a really nice little community of aviators that we just love getting together.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you invited Dennis and not me. But, you know, that's...
I would have invited you, too, but you're a little further away.
Okay, just stop right there.
You're more than welcome to come on up here.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought he was going to go there. You don't even have your pilot certificate, so don't even talk to me. I thought you were going to go down that road.
I'll let the other guys harass you.
Oh, I appreciate that. You went up a notch or two on my list there, Chuck. I appreciate that. So when you're not doing events like this, are you using your plane quite often or just flying around for fun?
I usually spend most of my time, if I'm not, flying at events like this, I'll make arrangements with parents and their kids, and let's just do a one-on-one Young Eagle. They get a little more of a detailed introduction of flight, and we spend more time in the air and let them fly the plane around. Usually the older ones, they like that, and there's been times where some of them have went forward to produce their to go ahead and get their license.
Oh, that is so awesome! So this is your thing. This is what you
this
like
is
to
my
do.
Thing. I spend probably about 95% of my flying budget on flying Young Eagles.
Oh, God bless
you! This is what I love to do.
Yes, good stuff. Well, Chuck, thank you for listening. Thank you for babysitting Dennis and his crew for a day. And thanks for giving back. It's great stuff, and we'll keep covering it here on Just Plane Radio. Okay,
I appreciate that. I look forward to talking to you guys later in the future then to keep you up to date.
Absolutely. More coming up. Stay close.
Thanks, Greg.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need to replace that old Garmin? Need a new GPS for your plane? No matter what you fly, Avidyne has you covered. Since 1994, Avidyne's been a market leader in the design of intuitive displays in avionics. The mission has always been to use innovative technology to improve safety and increase aircraft utility. Go to Avidyne.com to find a dealer in the solution for you. That's Avidyne.com or call 1-800-AVIDYNE. Avidyne. For pilots that know the difference.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I was the youngest pilot in Pan Am history. When I was 4, the pilot let me ride in the cockpit and fly the plane with him. And I was 4, and I was great. And I would have landed it, but my dad wanted us to go back to our seats.
Airplanes, up to the clouds like angels can fly. We'll never die. Oh.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me. I've sent Dennis on his way. He's done enough work there in Fond du Lac. So we'll let him go play with his Mooney 201, fly some kids around. And Captain Keith has walked into the studio to round out the crew, so I'm not flying solo.
Here.
God forbid, right?
There you go.
Yeah. So, I it's been a while since Keith has been with us on the show, because he's been, you've been on spring vacation or something.
Spring vacation, yes.
So you've just been palling around, hanging out, and doing nothing.
Well, I wouldn't say doing nothing, because I spent quality time with my children and grandchildren.
Right.
So,
well, and he didn't really stop. He just, like, you were only gone for, like, what, 5 days or something?
I was gone for 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I spent 1 week.
Not that I didn't miss you, Keith.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah. The time flies, you know.
Literally, especially when you're, you know, a pilot.
Yes.
But
so,
yeah.
No, I spent basically a week with my children and my grandchildren, and then I spent a week with just my wife.
Okay. All right. So he's going to hang with me at least for, you know, the rest of the show, which will be like hanging with his children.
Exactly. More like hanging with my grandchildren, but that's
okay.
All right.
You don't have to change my diaper. Did that right before we went on the air.
Well, that's so good. Thank
good
you.
Good to go.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, but you didn't get to go to Sun and Fun with Ed and I.
I did not.
Or Dennis, for that matter. We had a big time, buddy. So it's been a while since Keith has been on the show, so we got a lot to catch up on. And you know, he's always consulting pilots on how to you know, further their aviation career. And I actually ran into a friend of mine from my scuba show. And he was asking me about potentially getting into aviation. Kind of blindsided me, to be honest, because he's looking at a career change. So we're going to get into that in a little bit. But first, we do have to catch up on a couple little, some viewer mail things. Mean Dude keeps emailing me, by the way, and hammering me good, just big time. And by the way, there were some rumors that Mean Dude is actually Ed or Keith, and I can vouch for him that he is not. He is a real guy.
He is a real guy. And
he's a real guy.
And Ed, and he's not myself, that is for sure.
He really is.
But as he should continue to badger you.
Yeah, hammer, you know. And so he actually got delayed a little bit from some of his flying, but I just got another email from him saying, okay, I got that out of the way. I'm going back to fly with CFI this weekend. What's your excuse? And I'm like, well, I'm going diving next week. So I came up with something quick. You know, I can dance like that very effectively.
Yeah, your life on the radio has allowed you to learn how to do that.
Yeah. So, but he's encouraging other listeners to hammer me as well. So there's, let's see, who is this? Larry. He goes, Greg, keep hearing about you getting ready to train again. What the hell is your problem, man? When's the last time you flew with a CFI? Well, I flew with you and Ed. I flew with Ed last, right?
Right.
So we went down to the Sebring Expo. So that counts for something. Yeah, it's been a few weeks, sure. And I didn't get to get in a plane at Sun and Fun. But, you know, I'm working towards it. He continues on. He goes, was there a reason? Yeah, you keep telling people you're going to do this and you don't do it. And I'm like, just wondering. P.S. Mean Guy is great. I'm like, don't. What are you guys doing encouraging Mean Dude to hammer me? He doesn't need any encouragement. He has plenty of hammer.
But they don't know that, so they're doing the right thing. They're encouraging him. We're supposed to encourage people.
Okay. Encouraging Mean Dude to be mean to me.
To encourage you to get back into cockpit.
Right, but it's like two negatives
make a positive.
I don't know. You can continue to do it. I'm telling you, it's not helping. It's just.
But is it hurting?
No. I find there's that masochist side of me that enjoys the abuse. So I don't know. Keep it coming. I don't care. Waste your time doing that. But I am going to get back in the cockpit. I swear, it is going to happen. So feel free to email us there at justplainradio.com and hammer accordingly. If that's what it takes to keep you happy, I guess I'll put myself out there. We got a couple emails the last week or two, actually back when we were at Sun and Fun. Somebody was asking me or emailing about about Alexa. I was like, hey, Alexa, play Just Plain Radio, will ya? And there was some confusion on how that was working or not, but I guess it's working now. I don't know. Alexa should be smart enough to play Just Plain Radio now, and evidently it is. So if you want to go play with that, go experiment, you know, Alexa, Siri, whatever, and you can pull up the most recent podcast. But just remember, she'll always be behind. Alexa, Siri, all those will always be behind JustPlainRadio.com. That is the place to go to hear the most recent episode of the show once we do the broadcast live at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on our radio network. So I just wanted to get that out there because a lot of people goes, you know, I talk to Alexa and she's always like a week behind. Why is she so slow? You know, as you know, and I was like, well, hey, look, you know, technology is a wacky thing. So if you want to play and be high tech and just talk to Alexa or Siri, just know it may take her a week or so to catch up. But if you have any concerns, just go to justplainradio.com and you will be good to go. All right. Have you tried that?
I have not tried that.
Yeah, I mean, you have an iPhone.
I do have an iPhone.
I know you don't watch TV. You don't mess with Alexa. You just deal with Siri, though, then,
yes,
huh?
That's correct.
Okay.
Although I have something similar to Alexa.
You do? What?
Yes.
What do you mean?
It's just named Leanne.
Oh, your wife?
Yes.
Okay. And she looks at you with a very puzzled face. Leanne, will you play Just Plain Radio? And she looks back at him and says, oh, hell no. Is that what she...
Well, actually, you know, when we first tried this, somebody was actually using Alexa to turn on some lights.
Uh-huh.
And that was the first time we saw that. And everybody's like, oh, wow, that was really cool, you know. And,
right.
And I said, I got one of those just named Leanne. One lady took offense to it.
Well, it took offense that you called who, Leanne? Or what? What do you mean?
That I said that I have something that will do something like that. Just give it a command and it will do that.
Oh yeah.
And
they
I
didn't
said
find that.
That it was my
amusing.
Wife. And so we went home.
Right.
It was late.
Yeah.
We got in bed. We've been in bed for about 10 minutes or so, and I said, Leanne, turn on the bedroom lights. Lights came out. I go, yep, it works.
How about that? So, that is impressive, or just proper training. I'm not sure.
Well, you know.
You are going to get in so much trouble, or maybe I am. I don't know. One of us.
34 years together.
Yeah.
That we've
well,
been married.
You
know. So, you know, I think I'm out of trouble.
All right. Yeah. Because usually, you know, you can make all the commands you want. But just like, you know, Alexa not getting Just Plain Radio's podcast correct, I would have a feeling Leah might spit back some confusing answers sometimes, too.
Maybe. Yes.
Hey, Leah, can you take out the garbage? Excuse me? Hello?
Yeah.
You want to make it to 35 years, huh?
She would say, that was your job.
Right, exactly. All right, we'll get back on course next. Just Plain Radio. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. Here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plain Radio. Gregor, co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Keith, rounding out the crew right now as we, you know, just talk some pilot stuff. You know, because this isn't really aviation news or information. I'm just hanging out at Sun and Fun, talking to some fellow pilots. And one of them was a diving friend of mine. Actually, he called me while I was at Sun and Fun. And he goes, Greg, yeah, you're out at this event and you're doing your airplane show. I knew him, you know, because we're fellow divers, and he actually listens to our other show, Scuba Radio, quite a bit. He goes, I'm thinking about changing careers. I'm like, you are? I say, like what? Because he runs like a dive shop. And he goes, yeah, I want to, you know, do, you know, focus on a new thing. And I keep hearing you guys on Just Plain Radio talk about how there's a pilot shortage. And I'm thinking, I might want to pursue this. And I'm like, wait a minute, I know this guy. I'm like, how old are you? He goes, 43, pushing 44. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't know. You're going to have to compete with people like, you know, Dennis's son, Austin. Or Abby, who's just a few years behind her and or behind him. And, you know, they're going through this whole process of a year or two of flight school, you know, at a college. And they want to be commercial pilots. And that's what he said he wanted to do, which kind of surprised me. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm getting ready to turn 55 next week, Keith. So I have no shot. But does he? That is the question.
Well, you have no shot because you have not been in an airplane for a while.
No, that's a lie.
However, this gentleman at 43 years old does have a shot.
He does, really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sure.
So they're not going to kick him out at my age. That's just for me?
Just for you. They're just going to kick you out for you.
See, my aspirations
are because
the
FBI is already looking for you, so.
What?
No.
Don't tell me that.
Airline pilots can fly until they're 65.
Really? So the airlines would not have a problem hiring a guy, say he's 45?
No, or not at all.
Upper 40s. Even if he was a beginner and didn't have much.
He's got to have 1,500 minimum to get there.
So he's got to do that through his training
Unless
some way.
Unless he has a couple of other things which we could talk about after the break.
Okay. Like he knows us? Does
yes,
that help?
Exactly. Well, that will help.
I think it'll hurt.
Catch-all.
I think it'll hurt.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I could never be with someone who likes Joni Mitchell. It's Clouds Illusions, I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. What does that mean? Is she a pilot? Is she taking flying lessons? It must be a metaphor for something, but I don't know what it is.
I just want to fly. I come burning on the sky up so high. Put your arms around me, baby. Put your arms around me, baby.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, and Captain Keith hanging out here as we navigate the latest aviation news and information. But first, we're just doing a little career counseling segment here on how old are you before you got to hang it up as far as thinking about being a commercial pilot. Now, in my case, that is not on my list of things to do. I just want to learn to fly and fly a cool plane and run around the Caribbean, down to the Keys, whatever. Boy, I could have used a plane this last week, buddy. Oof. But I'll get into that a little bit later. But
let that be an incentive.
Yes, well, it is. You know, once you get that, that vibe that, man, if I had a plane, I could have done this, this, and this, it really drives you a little batty. So I'm using that as motivation. More negative feedback.
Negative reinforcement.
This was in the form of traffic on 95 down in South Florida.
Oh, yes.
That'll do it every time.
Yes, it will.
But my buddy, he's a diver. He actually has a dive shop, and he was asking me or telling me he's considering going to flight school, like going through a college and the whole thing for like a year or so. He figures a year and a half program. It'd be a lot of money from what he told me. And but, I got hung up on the fact that I was like, gosh, by the time he's done with this, he's going to be 44, 45 years old. I'm like, dude, they're going to kick you out here at 55. You sure you want to just do this for 10 years of working like a maniac? And he goes, well, I don't know. They're telling me that it could pull off. I mean, I don't want to discourage him. I want to support his decision, of course, but I wasn't sure that was the right way to go. But you're saying you can do this, and that's not too late.
It's not too late.
And he could get a good 20-year career in under his belt before he'd have to hang it up.
Maybe not quite 20, but...
Well,
if he's almost 44 right now, he's not going to do it in a year's time.
Yeah, because you got to get that 1,500 hours.
1,500 hours. Okay, so, unless you go through a 4-year degree program that is an approved program, mm-hmm. then you can get a restricted ATP with 1,000 hours.
Okay, but still, that's a lot of time.
That's a lot of time, and so now he's 48.
Yeah,
or almost 48 at that particular point.
Got it.
So my recommendation to him would be forget the college.
Yeah.
And just go to flight school.
That's what I told him. I said, if you've been listening
like
to the
flight
show.
Flight training professionals.
That's right.
And we'll get you all the ratings that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And
but how does he get the time then?
Then, well, there's a number of different ways you can get the time. You can either do it by flight instructing, which is what most people do. But there's other things you can do. You can tow banners. You can fly skydivers. Once you get 500 hours, you can start doing 135 work. Which is charter operations.
Okay.
So there's plenty of ways to get the flight time.
Yep, to start banking it, huh?
And getting it built up.
Well, aren't some of the airlines even offering some kind of programs where if you commit to going with them initially, they'll like work you through some kind of intern-type program or something?
There are some programs out there, like JetBlue has one here in Orlando. That is very, very expensive, and if you don't pass with 100% every time, you're booted out of the program.
Ouch.
pretty much.
So is it a pass or fail, or is there like a bell curve?
There's a little bit of a curve there, but it's pretty tough to get through the program.
Yeah.
You know. So there's more to flying for just the airlines, though, because mm-hmm. you can fly corporate. And once you get out of the airline, under the 121 regulations that the airlines fly under,
yeah.
you can fly as long as you can hold a medical. So, you know, he's not done at 65. He's done with the airlines at 65, but he can continue to fly either corporate or by himself.
Yeah.
Charter, that kind of stuff.
Well, what would be a better career path? To go work for one of the airlines commercially, or would it be better for him to think like, okay, I'll go to the flight school, get in as many hours as I can, and go corporate first? Or is it tougher to get a position as a corporate pilot as opposed to a commercial pilot?
They're both fairly
strict.
No, they're both fairly easy to get a job right now because of the shortage.
Yeah.
So
who pays better?
The corporate guys make more money up front.
Yeah.
And they stay fairly level. The airlines are going to pay a little bit lower up front, but they're going to increase more.
Why is that?
At a faster rate. That's just the way the airlines do it because of the union contracts and so forth.
Interesting. Well, what if you did, I'm going to go work corporate for 5 years, and then I'll switch over to commercial. They won't let you do that?
Sure, you can do that.
Yeah.
But you're going to start all over again at the bottom.
Oh, I gotcha.
So if you're going to go airline, you want to get to the airlines as soon as you can because everything is based on seniority.
Mm-hmm.
And so every person that gets hired on with the airline before you basically controls your life.
Okay. Interesting. So you don't want some young whippersnapper just is fresh out of flight school, like Austin. He'll be all of, like, what, 21 when he has his commercial rating, probably.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
and this other guy would be, like, 45, pushing 50. And Austin would be, like, bossing him around. Is that a common...
Well, it's not necessary. It's not going to be he's going to be bossing him around.
Well, but he's the pilot in command, would that look a little weird? You know, I as a passenger, say I'm walking onto the plane to... board my Delta flight, let's say, and the pilot's there greeting you, hey, welcome aboard, you know, or something like that. And, you know, it's an older gentleman, and I'm like, oh, yeah, hey, cool. And then this young kid pops up, like, actually, you know, he's not your pilot. He's a co-pilot. I'm your pilot. I'm like, what?
That happens all the time.
Yeah, this punk kid. Mm-hmm. Does the punk kid know he should stay back in the cockpit and not talk to anybody?
Punk kid.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're old now.
Exactly. So I used to be that punk kid, and I'd fly with guys that were a lot older than I was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it happens all the time.
Right. But do they tell you, like, at the airline, like, okay, look, we know you got the skills, you got the chops, you're way better than this old fart sitting next to you, but let him do the PR stuff with the passengers.
Oh, no.
They don't say that?
Oh, no.
Really?
The captain is the captain.
That would not instill confidence, I would guess, in a lot of people's minds. You follow what I'm saying here, right?
It all depends because
if it's some like 20 something kid came up and said, "I'm your pilot," but I see another guy next to him is like twice his age, I'm not going to be a fan of the kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you mean you're going to fly the plane? Leave it to the old guy.
Well, it depends on what seat he's sitting in. If he's sitting in the left seat or the right seat.
Well, true, but I'm just saying, as far as, you know, public image and stuff. You know what I mean? I'm looking for an older gentleman with plenty of experience.
What about women?
Well, women, too.
Now you're backpedaling.
No, I'm not backpedaling.
Because women do a great job.
Yes, okay. Well, I'll take them over the guys, either old or young. How about that?
I mean, case in point, the lady that had the issue with the engine on the
Southwest
737.
Yeah, that's impressive. Hats off to her, man.
Yeah, so.
She's a superhero. She's like the Wonder Woman of
So aviators. Who would you rather have, her or the old man that was sitting next to her be the pilot?
Well, I'd rather have her, of course.
Okay, so she's younger.
But what if it was like a young lady and an older lady? You know, like, same thing. Say instead of Austin, Dennis's son, it's, you know, Becky. Or, is that,
I'll just say Austin and myself.
I would definitely go with, you, because you look more mature, even though we know the truth.
Looks can be very, very
deceiving. That's not a fair comparison. I know Keith too well. And I was like, yeah, no, no.
So let's get back to the real subject here. Can he do it? And the answer is yes.
And would you encourage it?
Absolutely.
But you would tell him, don't bother with the college thing.
Correct.
That's way better for, you know, a kid coming right out of school or high school and graduating and going into a collegiate program or
Correct.
Something. That's for them.
Yeah, if somebody wants to get an education as well, great. But the airlines, although the application may say that a four-year degree or a two-year degree is preferred, right now there is such a shortage of pilots that they'll take you without one. I flew for the airlines for many years, way back when a four-year degree was required, and I've never spent a day in college.
Right. So if you're taking someone off the street like this guy who really doesn't have much aviation experience at all, believe it or not, even I have more, from soup to nuts to getting him up to commercial pilot, if he really hunkered down, you could get him with those 1,500 hours, you'd say, what, in a couple of years maybe? A
couple of years.
Yeah, and they'd break him for how much, ballpark?
To get your commercial, we can do that for roughly $68,000.
Okay, 70 grand. His first year salary would be at least that?
His first year salary right now in the airlines, probably about 60 to 65.
Okay, so we could almost make it back.
Right.
You know, so just get a big loan, push it back a couple years, and then you'll pay it off by flying the friendly skies.
There you go.
All right, there you go. Well, I'll tell him something better than what I told him.
Well, he's a friend of yours. Time. Doesn't he listen to this show?
Well, that's right. I won't talk to him. That'd probably be better.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
A buzzard took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on a square. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top."
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Keith. We are your crew, and talking airplanes today. Just more general stuff than usual. Not really the latest news and information, because, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, answering some questions that some aviation enthusiasts have come up to me and asked me about, and I was like, well, I'm not even a certified pilot yet, but I just talk about it on the radio quite a bit with pilots that are. So I got Keith in here, and so, you know, I figured I'd tap into that resource for a friend of mine today. Now, the other thing, we've talked about this on the air. I had Clay on, last week or the week before, Captain Clay. He's looking at the possibility of moving on to a Cirrus from a Piper plane. I haven't heard from him to find out if he's made any progress in that regard. He was supposed to do a demo ride and all that stuff, and we'll see what he thought. But the main thing that was of interest to him, being out in the in Wyoming, where he's based out of, he has problems with icing. So the plane he has now doesn't have the certification that allows him to burn it off, or what? What is that exactly again?
Well, the airplane that he currently has does not have, it's not certified for flight into known icing.
Oh, right. Okay. So he could do that. It's just not certified for it. Is that right? Or they won't allow him to do that?
Since it's not certified for it,
yeah,
that means that if build up ice, it'll fall out of the sky, basically.
Okay.
Depending on how much ice it builds up.
All right. But he has found that the Cirrus, the SR-22, does have that. Now, what makes it different? Why is it more effective at flying into icing situations?
Well, it is actually certified. Some of them are certified for flight into known icing.
Yeah.
They have what they call a FIKI system, flight into known icing.
A freaky system?
Yeah, a freaky system. And it has a liquid in there, and it has weeping holes on the leading edge of the wing. You turn the system on, and the pumps this stuff out, comes up these holes, and then the airflow forces it back along the wings and keeps the ice from building onto the wing.
It's an alcohol-based
fluid.
Okay. So, all right. So it's a unique system that keeps the icing from building up on your wings.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time.
Okay. Yeah. But he was telling me in this class, the only one he's seeing that has that kind of is the Cirrus.
The Cirrus is basically the only one that does, correct.
But it's an added option.
Cirruses have that, correct.
And that's a pretty expensive one, I would imagine, isn't it?
It is a fairly expensive option to have on the airplane. Now, somebody like Clay, he's going to use it quite a bit. He needs it.
Right.
So it's well worth the money.
Sure.
For somebody down here in Florida who is going to fly basically in Florida, very rarely does the ice level ever come down below, say, 9,000 feet.
Yeah.
So there's not a need to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're going to go up north and into the mountains and so forth with the airplane.
Right. Okay. So he needs that. And the other thing he was saying, he likes the idea because he would be flying into the Caribbean quite a bit, and you got that parachute backup system.
That is a nice feature.
But the question is, you know, you have the parachute, or do you get a twin engine plane instead, where you have a backup engine as opposed to a parachute, but then you got fuel burn, you got all these questions.
Right, and you got to weigh all the options, because that second engine, that's more maintenance. With a multi-engine airplane, you've got retractable landing gear.
Right.
So, again, higher maintenance, higher fuel burn.
Mm-hmm.
So you
have someone who's going through the process of buying a Cirrus right now. With your crew. So what's his mission that he's trying to accomplish with this vehicle?
His mission is to use it strictly just for his business, and he'll be flying it basically around the state of Florida. However, he did buy one, or he's in the process of buying one, that does have the flight into known icing.
Yeah.
It just happens to be that that's the airplane that he found. He wasn't necessarily looking for that particular option on there.
Got it.
But it had it, and so.
So what drew him to that particular plane? Was it the parachute? Was it the speed? Was it, I have a Cirrus and I'm kind of somebody?
He used to own a Cirrus years ago.
Okay.
And he sold it.
Yeah.
And didn't think he really needed an airplane, and now he realizes that he needs an airplane again.
Ah.
And so he looked at other airplanes, and he came back to the Cirrus.
Really? So he hadn't owned anything other than a Cirrus, though?
Correct.
I have been told that once you fly a Cirrus, or if you've learned to fly on a Cirrus, like going back to a different type of plane is kind of tough, or you don't like it as much, just because you're just used to what you learned on, I guess.
Used to what you fly on a regular basis.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I would say that.
No? Because it's a whole different setup with the stick and everything, because it's off to your left. You don't even have
a yoke. But it's not fly-by-wire. It's still... you know, you're still moving cables and pulleys and so forth. It's not electronic like, say, an Airbus would be.
Oh.
But it is a different feel, and some people don't like it at all.
Yeah.
You know, I've flown with people in our Cirrus, and they're just like, no, I can't do this.
Well, but if you learned in a Cirrus, and then you, say, went to a 172 or some other more traditional type of plane, I'm thinking you would hate it.
Well, the one thing that you're going to miss is the speed. The Cirrus has the speed. Even the SR-20 has the speed of, like, say, a Cessna 206.
Yeah.
And the SR-22, you know, you've got a good 25 to 30 knots on a Cessna 206.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big difference, and you've got fixed landing gear.
Well, true. And if you say you're flying a Cirrus as opposed to a Cessna 206, there's a little vibrato going on there with the Cirrus too, isn't it?
They are outselling every aircraft right now.
Right. But there's an image thing.
There is definitely an image.
I think the Cirrus has a little bit more panache. You got a better chance of, you know, impressing the ladies if you fly, you know, pull up in a Cirrus SR-20, let alone a 22.
Yes.
Than you do a 206, which looks kind of like a minivan kind of thing.
Yes. Well, it's a Skywagon, you know.
Okay, a Skywagon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he has a plane. Okay. It's kind of a wagon.
The still old impressive. Buicks with the wood down the side, that's the Cessna 206.
Okay.
It's a workhorse.
All right.
It's not a go-fast airplane.
Well, if you're not trying to press the chicks, fair enough. All right, on that note, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.